Gateway Family Church Podcast. This is the place to find the latest thoughts from Gabriel and Mike Wright, the lead pastors of Gateway Family. Here we go.
Says on the earth until you declare it, you're not engaging heaven. Spirit. Say, mind, will, and emotion. See, because some of y'all don't get it. You didn't just get saved and miss hell and go to heaven. You got saved body, soul, and spirit. Your spirit man got redeemed. Your soul is saved, transformed, and your body's redeemed. You've got a redeemed body. It doesn't matter what happens to it. One day it comes back together because it's redeemed. So you're redeemed body, soul, and spirit, mind, will, and emotion to the uttermost. I love that word, uttermost. Uttermost doesn't just mean a long time. Uttermost means quality and quantity. You've been saved big and good to the uttermost. Doesn't mean a long way. You've been saved to the end of the earth. You've been saved with quality and quantity. You got it good, and you got a lot of it. You didn't just barely get saved. You're not barely saved like you're barely pregnant. You either is or you ain't. You're not just a little bit of it. See, some of y'all got saved and thought, well, I'm just not doing much. I don't pray much. I don't read my Bible much. And I just got saved. So that means I'm not as saved as the pastor is, because he's just so full of God and the Word and the Spirit. And I just say it. I just know how I feel. Let me tell you right now, honey, I want you to hear my words. You got saved with the blood of Christ. You got born again to the bone. The same salvation's in you. The same salvation was in Billy Graham or anybody else, and Oral Roberts, anybody's ever cast out a devil or healed anybody, any preacher you know, T.D. Jakes, it doesn't matter who you like. You've got the same anointing inside of you, and not just a little of it. Say uttermost. That's quality and quantity. Amen? I hope that makes sense to you. Those who come to God through Him, since He always lives to make intercession for them. One of the things you need to hear is Jesus is interceding for you. Now let me give you something else. Jesus is interceding for the church to be filled with the Holy Spirit. See, right now you thought He was interceding so you could have more money. He's interceding so you can be healed. I'm just going to tell you, you read John 14, 15, and 16. You read that. And then you can also read further across in the New Testament, John 14, 16. He says, I pray that you be filled with the Spirit. Jesus, He says this. He says, I want you to go to Jerusalem, and I want you to stay there till you're baptized in the Holy Spirit. John the Baptizer said, there's one coming after me whose shoes are not worthy to unlatch. He will baptize you in the Holy Spirit and in fire. Can I tell you right now, Jesus is still praying for you to be filled. If you're not baptized in the Holy Spirit, I'll tell you right now, He says, I'm praying that you be filled with the Spirit. Jesus is requesting that for you. You may say, well, I don't want to be Pentecostal or charismatic. It's not about that. It's about what Jesus is saying over you. Let me ask you another question. How many of y'all believe Jesus can pray the will of God? Let me ask you another question. How many of y'all believe Jesus' prayers will be answered by God? Okay, quit letting Him waste His prayer over you. Quit letting Him waste His prayer over you. If He's praying for you to be Spirit-filled, then get it. Amen? The baptism in the Holy Spirit is for power and intimacy. It doesn't make you better, but it does put you in a place with God. One of the things He's interceding for you is to be filled with the Spirit. Let me give you something that I love. There's a scripture in Jeremiah 31. It's one that I've had in my heart for years that I love. And some of y'all have heard this before if you've ever hung around me very long. It's verse number 14. And then also in verse 25, but this is Jeremiah 31, 14. I will satiate. How many know the word satiate? I will saturate. This is, just hang on to that here, one more sidebar. Psalm 45, if you read Psalm 45, the very first word says, I was overflowing with a good report. And then David, you watch him, when he said, I'm overflowing, he begins to prophesy about Jesus. Can I tell you something? The Holy Spirit is in you to overflow with a good report. Amen? To change how you're talking and who you are. Watch this. I will satiate the soul of the priest, the leadership, with abundance, and my people shall be satisfied with my goodness, says the Lord. I'm just going to tell y'all right now, if I as a leader can be soaked in the Holy Spirit, you're going to be blessed. If I'm not soaked in the Holy Spirit, you'll just be a church member. I'm believing God. It's
first time the angels see him in his body. Well, they saw him on earth. I get that for 33 years. I'm there. But they saw him in the earthly context. Before Jesus was born, there were Christophanies, if I can say it that way. A Christophany is when God appears to man. Like when the three appeared to Abraham when he was Abram, and one of them stayed, and Abram called him Lord. And he didn't say he wasn't. atmosphere. When I go into the world and sit among people, I get contaminated by the atmosphere. If I don't do something about it, I will begin to talk like them. I will begin to think like them. Y'all know I'm right. Don't tell me how holy you are. I'm telling you, you hang out in the atmosphere and don't change it, you will talk like them. Spirit all the time. You don't have to blurt it out in a restaurant, but you can pray in the Holy Ghost. You can pray in the Spirit. You can pray and glorify God in the Spirit. And I'm going to tell you right now, when I'm praying in the Spirit, I'm praying on a level that I can't reach in Alabama. I can speak a couple languages. I can speak in Spanish, and I can speak in English, to an extent in English. And I can say, oh, God, I glorify you, and I praise you, Lord. Or I can say, Señor mío, te alabalo, te amo mucho, Señor mío. I mean, I can do that, but both of those run to a limit. I run out of words. I mean, how much can you tell God you love Him? How much can you tell Him He's great? You've only got a few words in your vocabulary and in your word knowledge. You've only got a few words you can use. Can I tell y'all something? The Bible says that I can sing. The Bible says when you come together, you can sing in the Spirit and pray in the Spirit. I'm going to tell you, I can glorify God. I can give God thanksgiving in the Holy Ghost. I can pray in the Spirit, and when I do, words above this level. Sing unto one another with songs and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart. There's some spiritual songs in us. Sang some in the shower this morning. Y'all don't want me singing. But I did it anyhow to an audience of one because I didn't need you. I sang it to an audience of one. Rebo hash did it in a rehon chataram bodeshan did it in a may not be pretty to anybody else, but I've got an intercessor. I've got one the Bible says is on earth interceding according to the will of God. And as I give him praise in the Spirit, it's received on a level that I don't even understand. It's greater than I can comprehend. I don't know about the rest of y'all, but I need a better vocabulary to talk to God with. Romans 8, I think I told you to go there. I'm done here. Have I made kind of sense today? Sort of sense today? Now, see, I didn't preach on when you got to speak in tongues and how to do it. I really believe that every believer needs to pray in the Holy Ghost. I believe there are ministers of many denominations. I know by history, some of them, by history, when you read about them, some of the founders of some of the great denominations of our nation and our world that spoke in other tongues. They wouldn't do that publicly. They didn't publish that, but they would say, and I went to a closet and prayed, and I would pray in the Spirit, in a language. And you're thinking, dude, your whole denomination denies that. But look at you. Church, what their logo is. What's a logo? Cross and a flame. What do you think that flame is for? That whole group began in what was called holiness and people being filled with the Spirit. Some of the most outrageous revivals took place in the Methodist Church. I'm not putting anything down on what it's like today. I don't know. I don't attend. I'm just telling you what I find in history. Amen. Here's all I want. I want that same anointing that Jesus said I'm supposed to have. And He said, I'm going to heaven. I'm not going to heaven so I can get out of the earth. I'm not going to heaven so I can save you anymore. I'm just saved as much as I can do for you. But I'm going to heaven so I can send back the Holy Ghost, the Helper, the Advocate, the Lawyer. Advocate means lawyer. The one that will intercede on the earth with you. So here's what it says right here. The stignogmos. Likewise, verse 26, likewise the Spirit also helps our weaknesses. For we do not know what we should pray for or what prayer we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit, not itself, Himself speak with the tongue of men and angels. Sometimes my language is known on the earth and it's not known to me. Sometimes it's just right straight out of heaven. How many's ever heard anybody speak in tongues and you said, I think that's Asian? Have you ever done that? Well, I have. I listen to people speak in tongues. I don't know whether y'all know it or not, but if you ever speak in tongues, I'm going to tune in. I want to hear what you're saying. I just want to hear what it sounds like, right? I've heard my wife will do this every once in a while, but others have done it. They'll begin to speak, and they sound just like I'm over in China
to the Gateway Family Church Podcast. For more information about Gateway, visit www.gatewayfamily.cc.